Hello, everyone. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. My phone was supposed to start my theme song, but it did not. The theme song was written by me and Demetrius Jeffries. Okay, everyone, on Show Talk with Angela Butler tonight, you have a gentleman by the name of Goon Shroy, and he is with Triple Threat Management Company. And also with Three Way Entertainment. You both are the rapper Big T companies. So, all right. From HistoryNet. HistoryNet is on the website. It's the website. It's www.historynet.com. And today, on April 12th, which is today, in 1973, the first fugitive slave law was required for all escaped slaves to be returned. Also on this day in history, February 12th, Abraham Lincoln was born. President Abraham Lincoln, that is. And he was in office from 1861 to 1865. So that's some information you might not have known. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. So, Goon Shroy.
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you been with Triple Threat Management Company?
I've been with them a little over a month now.
Okay. And how long have you been with Big T's Distribution Company, Three Way Entertainment?
About the same.
Okay. All right. So, Big T, what is it about Goon Shroy that made you sign him? Made him stand out?
Well, pretty much he don't brag. He pretty much stick to himself and Family Guy, so, you know, I'm the same type person, so, you know, I figure, you know, if you're going to help anybody or do anything for anybody, that should be the person that you help out, you know.
Okay, all right. So, Goon Shroy, do you think that in the local area, the local music scene and the people themselves are supporting you within your local area?
I definitely don't.
You don't? Okay.
I don't.
Right.
The reason why, you know, it's like all the artists, you know, so in my way, it's just all but itself, you know, still coming together. But I don't let that get me down. I still continue to do what I got to do to make myself successful.
Yeah. Can't let what people say about you tear you down. I understand that.
Right.
You know, the lack of support. So, when did you realize that becoming a hip-hop artist is what you were destined to be?
I realized that after I started taking music serious, and that's when folks started taking me serious, and that's when I decided to just keep going, keep striving, and then they have my supporters that I have now came about.
Okay. All right. So what is the best thing about being a part of Big T's music family?
The best thing is, like, everybody, like, it's just like a family because everybody, you know, no one to get treated different. You know, everybody get treated right. You know, keep us on the right track. And that's the main thing, being focused. And on the right path and prepare for the next level.
Okay, so how does your family feel about your success?
They actually feel pretty good about it. Like, they all happy for me. You know, they just want me to stay focused, you know, and keep negative around me and don't let it distract me. So they feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, don't let the negativity hurt you. I'll stop you. I get that. So now Big T has been around a long time. He's not real old though, but he's been around a while. So I know he has a lot of knowledge. So
right.
I'm going to ask you this question. What is the best advice Big T has gave you for being an independent artist?
The best advice Big T gave me as being an independent artist was to stay focused, put family first. You know, stay focused. You put your family first. You know what I'm saying? Get the money.
Okay.
And be a good team player.
That's great. That's some good advice, too.
Right.
So, yeah, because when you start raking in that money, everybody might decide to be related to you. I know you. So you have to stay focused on what he just told you, family. When he said
right.
family, he don't mean your second, third, and fourth cousins either. I don't believe he does. Do you, Big T?
Oh, no. Just immediate, you know what I mean?
The immediate family, yeah. I was reading Black Enterprise on the web, and they were talking about this generation now, how they don't save money, and how what they're going through is similar, according to Black Enterprise web, that they were going through something similar of a depression. The young people, even though they are the most educated generation of black people that have ever been in America. But that's good to know. All right, so Big T, how do you like being a family man instead of a single man?
Oh yeah, I've been that now. You might as well say forever.
Okay.
I will say forever.
Okay. All right. So you like it, huh? You like marriage life?
Well, it's what you make of it, you know what I mean? You know you can't just go do stuff by yourself like you used to. You can, but you can't. But, you know, you just have to look at it as an everyday thing. You just got to look at it like it's a, you know, your wife, your friend, and you just got to be there for your friend. So that's what you have to look at.
Okay. All right. Don't forget to consult with each other before you do something.
Correct.
Okay. So, Is Goon Sherrod the first artist that you've signed this year?
Yeah, it's the first one I signed. He's the first one I signed this year. That's pretty much because he's different. You know, he got his mentality of being a CEO. He didn't want me to just distribute his record. He wanted to have the record distributed, him to be the company, and my company get a small portion for distributing it. And I think that's fair, that he wants to control the table of what he does, and he understands how he make his money, and he's not out there rapping and don't know what the, you know, hell is going on with his own money. So, you know, it's a good thing that he wanted to do it that way.
Oh, that's great. That's great, because that's smart, too. That's smart, because so many people who sing, rap, hip-hop, rhyme, I mean, they get all this money, and then they buy a new car every time, you know, every couple of years, some brand new car, pay cash for it or a check or whatever. But the point is, it's okay to spend on yourself, but don't spend yourself broke, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to go to some music by Abbott, by Mr. Gregory Abbott, and he was on the show last month, people. You can go to the archives on Blog Talk and listen to the show. And right now I'm going to play Ain't No Sunshine by Gregory Abbott.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, I know. Ooh, I believe the young thing alone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Nah. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Nah. Only darkness every day.
Yeah. There's only darkness.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime
she goes.
Lately it seems she's out of my dreams. She moved right into my heart. She has become the only one I need. I'm so.
All right, everyone. You're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am, of course, Angela Butler. I played an extra song there for Gregory Abbott. The first song was Ain't No Sunshine. The second song is Every Little Step. Okay, so, and the show's guest interview is with the gentleman Big T and his new hip-hop artist that he signed, Goon Sherrod. All right, so I don't know if I asked this or not. I think I did. Did I ask you about Goon Sherrod? I asked you, was he the first artist that you signed this year?
Yeah, he is the first artist I signed this year.
Okay, all right. So what made you pick him? I mean, what stood out by? I know you said somebody just sent me a message and it's popped up. They want to know, why did you pick him? But you've already answered.
Pretty much, he was different. He wanted to control stuff itself, and he wanted to own all his masters and stuff like that, stuff that other artists don't think about. He wants to control his own masters. He wants to be able to set his own prices, and he just wants to be able to take some time off when he wants to take time off.
Okay. All right. Nothing wrong with that. He's staying in control.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's great. Okay. Now, Big T, now, we've talked on the phone for years. But I have, you know, you've been around a long, long time. You're not old, though, but you started.
No.
I think maybe you're like 15?
16.
If not 16, yeah. So you've been in this hip-hop entertainment business a long time. And I have to ask you, do people treat you differently now than what they did, let's say, 10 years ago?
Well, I'm going to say it like this. When I was doing it in the Jefferson County area back in those days, there was very few people doing it. And the few people that done it, they done it, but shit, they gave away most of their product and stuff like that. And I was the only one not doing that. I was selling product and getting money from Alltel, Sprint, T-Mobile. I was, you know, getting checks for ringtones and et cetera. You know, I was the first artist from Jefferson County to have music played on Music Choice television on cable. Also first one to have NBC theme Today's Show. If your friend's on Facebook with me, you can look through some of my photos and you can see some of the royalty checks and stuff like that that I received over the years. But, you know, those are a few things that I was doing different than other people, and those people that was doing it really wasn't doing it. They just, you know, wanted the little fame that was in it, and they want to rap for their homeboy and their homegirl, and I just didn't do it that way.
Okay. All right. So you were making money and they weren't. Okay.
Pretty much.
That's my interpretation of it. Okay. All right. Okay, this is a 404 number here. And if you don't have anything to say, just stay quiet and I'll turn the mic off. I usually don't get a whole lot of live callers, but I get hundreds and hundreds of people sometimes that, and maybe even thousands, depending on the guests, who go back and listen to the archives. So I'm going to... All right, number 404, do you have anything you'd like to say? All right, so let's back to the interview. So Big T, and I'm also going to ask Goon Sharon this after you answer the question. Do you have any products for sale, such as merchandise for yourself? And you can also, if you want to answer for Goon Sharon, but I was going to ask him after you.
Okay, well, I pretty much answer. Yeah, you can go to www.3waentertainmentsouth.com. It will tell you how to get all the product, you know, that 3Way Entertainment has to offer. And if you would like to send any demos or whatever, we have the support tab that you can submit demos and et cetera. But other than that, you know, that's how you can get in touch with me over the web and stuff like that.
Okay. Goon Sharon, do you have any merchandise or CDs that are available for your fans to buy? Are the people listening to the show to buy?
Yes. They're gonna be available on www.3waentertainment. They're gonna be out there very soon as possible.
Okay. Big T, I don't know if you wanted me to say this.
Go ahead.
That there might be an energy drink coming out?
Oh, yeah. We've been consulting with a couple of people, turning a couple more folks about an energy drink. And we really hadn't named the energy drink or nothing yet, but it is the Goon Sharon energy drink, you know what I mean? So we're working on that now, you know, to get that in. It's already... Side in writing, but to put it in stone, it's a couple of things, you know, that we have to take care of. So,
okay, so I have a question. Will this be worldwide, United States, just in Georgia? I mean, if somebody wanted to buy that drink, where would they go to buy it?
Well, basically you'll be able to buy some of the drinks from the website that we have if you would like to. That's for it to be bought worldwide. But due to the distribution of the energy drink, it will have a southeastern region search for it. You know what I'm saying? You can get it throughout the southeast or whatnot.
So that's Georgia? Is that what you Georgia,
no,
Alabama?
No. Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. So are you getting the energy drink, Big T?
I was intend to do one a couple of years ago, but... I kind of changed my mind because I had a million things going on. So, you know, right now it's just pretty much about, you know, letting him do what he's supposed to do. And since he got his head up above water and he'll take the help and he's listening, you know, he understands everything. You know, it's all about him. Let him make that money. And it's there to be made.
Okay. So, Goon Sharon, is your CD available now?
It's the song's ready, but it's not uploaded to the website right at the moment. But it'll be very soon.
All right. Do you have a name of it yet, or are you not at liberty to say?
I got the name of the title. The title I came up with is More Pain Than Pleasure.
Okay. All right. So, did you write Boom Sherrod? Did you write any of the rhymes?
Yes.
For your CD?
Yes.
Okay. So you've got a good business head on your shoulders, which is good.
Yeah,
that's always
all about
good when you have business intellect. Yeah. So what you going to say?
Oh, no, I was just saying, like, it's just all about business, you know, how to, like, I'm just being creative, just thinking, plenty of ways just to put money in my pocket and put money in my team's pocket. I mean, you know,
okay.
I'm not selfish. So I mean, all of us going to eat as a team.
Yeah. That's a good thing. So, you know, it's like going back to earlier in the interview where Big T said about your family, feed your family, take care of your family, you know, not to go out and try to support your third, fourth, and fifth cousins is what I said, you know, but do for your immediate family, you know, because as time goes on, you know, your immediate family probably will be counting on that. So you don't, like, my point of view is he's saying you don't want to just spend, and, you know, and then not be able to help yourself or anyone else, you know, because it, to me, that's a blessing from God. So. All right. So, Big T, you still
What's
there?
That? I'm here.
Are you coming out with a new CD?
Well, I'm actually working on finishing it up now. I'm kind of moving some stuff around, but the title of the album is The Lifestyle of the Rich and Horny. So, you know, it'll be available soon.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So I'm going to go to some more songs. Everyone, you listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest is Goon Sherrod. He's soon to have a CD out and an energy drink. And he's also releasing his CD soon. All right.
With a friend or two, take time to spread the loving around.
I
wanna make time to do the things I have in mind. Leave all distractions behind. Spend some time with I man. Because the things that mean the most to me, the world can't take away from me. If I remember each and every day.
Everyone, you just got through listening to Gregory Abbott, and the song is Things That Mean. I'm sure many of you may remember him, depending on the, your age, when he came out with Shake You Down. So that's him there. Like I said, he was on the show before, and if you want to go back and listen to any of the shows, you can go to the archive. Okay, so T, would you like to tell the people listening about your website, the URL for it?
It's www.3wayentertainmentsouth.com.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, is there, have you been performing any, Big T?
Not right off. We got some performances coming up. We actually doing some stuff for charity. We got two charity events coming up, and I'll keep you posted on what's going on.
Okay. All right. That's wonderful. Still grinding. Okay.
Always.
Right. Always, huh? Okay. All right. And you said this is your first artist this year.
First
Did
one
you not?
This year. That's right.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
All right. Okay. So, Goon Sherrod, 5 years from now, where do you see yourself? Where do you picture yourself?
5 years from now, I see myself, you know, just being for myself. I see my goals. My goal again, been reaching, you know, and pretty much on top of everything that I'm trying to accomplish.
Okay.
All right.
All
right. See myself pretty much, you know, into doing roles and movies, you know, doing acting. So a lot of positive things.
Okay, positive things. Yeah, you sound like you're a positive person and a smart man. Okay. So that's where you see yourself 5 years from now. That's wonderful. I was going to ask you about TV and film. Had you did any commercials or any films or anything? Because I know there are a lot of independent films on things like Hula and Netflix and YouTube. So I was just wondering, you know, about that. Okay. Because once you do that, you'll be a triple threat. You write, rhyme, rap, and act. So that's a triple threat. Okay, so Big T, if people wanted to contact you, if artists wanted to get in touch with you, how would they contact you?
Through the website, www.threewayentertainmentsouth.com.
Oh, okay. All right. And so are you and Goon Shrod intending to perform together at concert?
Oh, yeah. I'm taking one of the songs from my album and putting them on one of the songs from my album that's going out to radio.
Okay. I know about 3 or 4 years back you had told me you had won an award.
Yeah, I won a couple of awards for I didn't get
BMI?
Quite. I've got some stuff from BMI for this, you know, being independent and selling X amount of, you know, downloads and stuff like that, you know. So it's all right. But I got some from, I'm trying to remember the name of goodness.
I put
you
on the spot.
You shot me with that one.
It was an independent award show.
It was basically just for having, I think it was like 3 songs on the chart for the DJs from the same label. And that was Young King, T Hatch, and... it was 2 songs by T Hatch and 1 by Young King.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
it was. Wasn't SAG after, I'm pretty certain about that.
Say it again?
I don't believe it was SAG after, who, as we both know, as you who have combined themselves. All right. Okay. So we're getting ready to come to the end of the interview. Is there anything you would like to say, Goon Shrod, to the people listening?
I would like to say I do got some visuals out, like as far as music videos out, like so people can get to see like who I really is, and you know, get a feel of some of my music and see like some of the things that I have going on the scene.
Okay. All right, that's wonderful. Okay. So you're saying check you out when the time comes. Okay. All right.
Oh,
and you know this show.
I actually got them out now. They are, I have 3 videos on YouTube, music videos. And the first one called What We Do. The way I spell what is W-A-T, We Do. You know, you say YouTube, say Goon, What We Do. The second one, you search Goon Space Flight. And the third one, what I did last March, it called Fashion, search Goon Fashion. You get to see, like, some of my work.
Okay, and you wrote those songs yourself? I had help writing them?
No, I did them myself.
Okay. Have you ever been you're an independent artist. So
right.
I like to know this: did you ever release any CDs on your own?
Just as far as like mixtape, just putting it out, not selling wise. But that's something I will be doing this year.
Oh, okay. With, so it's really your first CD?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
First official CD.
The first official and CD.
First official CD. But with the help of Big T, you know, he talked to me, told me, you know, at the same time, to really put some work in. You got to think outside your family. You got to think outside your city. So, I'm thinking international. So, that was my mind there.
All right, then. Okay. Well, like I said, Big T's been around a long time. Not calling him old either, but he's been around a long time. So, you ain't good company. You really
right.
are.
Person
yeah.
good.
He was, Big T, how are your children? Your babies back there. They're awfully quiet.
Oh man. They're actually going in the store. And I'm actually, you know, taking this interview call, sitting up here chilling. So, I do what it do. I take a call anywhere.
Okay. All right. So, even though I did not get a wedding invitation, congratulations.
I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. So, that's going to just about conclude the show, unless there's something you gentlemen want to say. Okay. I guess not, then. Okay. So, thank you both for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler, Big T, and Goom Sherrod.
You got it.
All right. Okay. All right. All right, everyone. You just got through listening to two men talking. One was Big T. He's the owner of Triple Threat Management Company. He also has Three-Way Entertainment. He told you which sites you could go to look for their information. And Goon Sherrod was the other gentleman. He's a hip-hop artist. And he's releasing some music soon. Well, somebody's already, like he said, on YouTube. So show some love. Buy it, download it, you know. Let's support each other. Let's help each other. Okay. So I'd also like to say I have two books that I have wrote. The first book is Charles and Melinda. It's written by me, of course, Angela Butler. It can be found on Barnes & Noble, Books for Millions, all the other sites. This book is about surrogation. It's about a couple that falls in love during surrogation and how they survived it and how their love didn't end. They stayed together. So it's fictional, but a lot of you who have ancestors who were in slavery in Alabama, you know, Mississippi, I think Georgia too, Texas, you know, it could be your story too. And this is pretty much for those of us who know our history and know about our relatives and our ancestors. Most of them originated from South Africa. So that's what my book's about. And then I have another book. It's in the inspirational section. So if any of you want to go out and purchase my book, is with Print House, but they also have it on the other websites, Books a Million, Barnes & Noble, Inspirational by Celebrity. And it's a pretty good book. It's uplifting. And this day and time, there's so much wrong that we see. So this book is to inspire people to let people know everything's not bad, I mean, that the media shows. So that's why I wrote the book. So a lot of positive people in there doing great things, and they're all superstars, even though you might not know them, but within their communities, within their state, also worldwide, some of them are, to me, they're all stars because they did so much. They've given back so much, and I just think it's beautiful that there are those type of people that when they make it, they give back. They don't go bankrupt giving back, though, but they give back. Sometimes it doesn't always have to be in money. It some of them just volunteer or start, say, like the Georgia Spartans. That's there in Georgia, you know, helping the young people. I mean, so, you know, like I said, support your own people. Support. You know, I'm not trying to be racist either. So my the second book, Inspirational Short Stories from Celebrities, is available for pre-order, but it won't actually be released on March 1st to Kindle and things like that. It's $5.99. The book itself is only 118 pages that I wrote. So check me out. Check me out. You know, I'm trying to inspire, you know. So. And again, Charles and Melinda could be one story, but there's some sad parts in there too. The man, Charles, of course, he was sent off to the chain gang. So it goes deep. Even have a wedding ceremony in there. So check me out. And once you read the book, write me a review, Vaughn in particular. Okay, you've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. That was me talking about my books. And I thank you all for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. January the 2nd was Show Talk's 6th year. So I'm proud of that. And I hope you continue to listen to my show, those of you who want to. So, and also earlier in the show, we had Big T from Three Way Entertainment. He's the owner. And also Three Way Entertainment and Triple Threat Management Company. And he has his first artist for this year named Goon Sherrod. So don't forget that name. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Have a good night.